Here we go, podcast number two. Alright, so I was talking with Brandon about this, and he suggested a good title for this show. He came up with the idea of calling it Bombastic. I like it. I think it works. So this is Bombastic, episode 2. Let's see, what's on the schedule? What are the topics for today? I don't really have a list in front of me. Just trying to go from the top of my head. Since I just mentioned Brandon, in case you did not know, he picked the Miami Heat to make it to the finals and win it all. Too bad. You see, Dwayne Wade's a great player, but I don't know how to put this. He's not near the level of Kobe, T-Mac. He's not a point guard. He's not a small forward. He's a shooting guard. And in the East, actually in both conferences, West and East, there are already a bunch of two guards, three guards, swingmen, that are just, they can do more. Dwayne Wade's a great player. And Miami's a great team. It's just not their year. Especially with Shaq. Shaq's getting old. Come on now. It's time to accept the aging process and realize that Shaq is truly on the lower end of the hill. Also watched Swingers tonight. It was a great, great movie. It's been a while since I've watched it, and it was good to get a refresh on that. I realized that I'm a lot like Mikey from the movie, in that I have the ex that is in the back of my mind, but I don't feel pain from it. It doesn't hurt, nothing like that. I can say I'm over it. Okay, maybe it's not being over it if you still ask yourself, okay, what could have been? What would be going on right now if you were still together? But that's the only thing I ask myself. I don't think that I did anything wrong. I just think it wasn't meant to be. If there's anything that I remember, though, it's from my senior year, when after band practice, CT and I and a couple other guys would go out into the hallway and just kind of chill, not do anything, just waste time before the first class started. And sometimes she would be in the same hallway. And we would be in our little group and we would be laughing. And she would be about 7 feet away. And she would look at me. It was a little weird. You know, it was that look of, it's hard to look at you right now. It's that look. And I saw it a couple of times. Once she actually got up and walked away, she looked kind of sad. I feel a little bit bad about that, but that was a year after I had stopped talking to her. And that was a good thing, because she wronged me. And so if you read my post during August and September, up until about December, I mentioned that I had a friend in Spanish that I called my partner in crime. We had a lab together this semester, which is 1 hour out of the week. and for that hour, we were pretty good friends. But I haven't talked to her since. I've received forwards from her, but God, forwards are okay. But some of them are just, yeah, come on. If it's like one of those chain letters, don't send that to me. If you've got an important article or if you got something funny, yeah, okay, send it to me. But not send this to 5 people and you will find true love. Don't send that crap. I don't want that. But that's the only thing I've gotten from her. No text message, no phone call. And yeah, in the same way, I haven't called her, I haven't sent her a text message, but I realized that she's nice. She's cool. But I'm her friend from Spanish. I'm not her friend. I'm her friend in Spanish. So outside of class, I really don't remember meeting up for coffee or having lunch together, anything like that. I mean, yeah, we would walk together after class to our next class, depending on where we had to make our separation. Like if she was going to the west and I was going to the north, all right, yeah, we'd walk so far and we'd talk. But from what I understand, or from what I can tell, It just was too much for me. I listened and I heard things I didn't want to hear. Topics that should be kept private. I'm not going to say what exactly happened. Just know that I didn't want to hear anymore. There's also this new soda out that if you haven't tried it, go to the store, get a bottle of it, get a 12-pack of it, and it's this new Big Red Float, which is pretty much Big Red Soda with a creamy taste to it, and it is very, very addictive. For the most part, I've been addicted to Vanilla Cherry Dr. Pepper, and that's great stuff, but this Big Red Float, wow. That's... wow. I want some right now. But it's about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I don't know what time it is, and it's... all I know is that it's too late to be drinking soda right now. I tried a DiGiorno deep dish pizza today, and it was okay. Not as good as the original, but it was okay. I forget what day it was, but on 1310 AM, The Ticket, they have a show called Bad Radio, which bad is, it stands for Bob and Dan, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell. It's a hilarious show, and they get into it. They argue every now and then. But the next day, you know, everything's cool. But when they get into an argument, wow. It gets serious, and you almost think that one of them is just going to stand up, throw his headset down, and just start swinging. Well, they did a top 10 moments of bad radio. And it was hilarious. And right now, I wish The Ticket was on. So yeah, sent out a couple of text messages today, and amazingly, my phone has not rang at all for about the past 24 hours, and it's everything I wished for, but it's not what I want. I realize now, that getting called is nice. Getting a text message is nice. And because I don't do it for other people, I don't pick up the phone and call some people. I guess I'm ruining a good thing. I really hate phones. I used to spend 10 hours a day on a phone, and now I can't do that. 20 minutes, 10 minutes tops. Or the other way around, 10 minutes, 20 minutes tops. And you better have something good to talk about. If there's a minute of just dead silence, I'm out. I'll tell you, hey, look, I gotta go. Talk to you later. And that'll be that. I have to keep things flowing. That's what I'm trying to do right now, but I really don't have a lot to talk about today. This week is... it sucked. That's all I've got for today. I hope next week is better, and I can come back with better topics, a better broadcast, podcast, whatever you want to call it, something more in-depth. But for now, this is it. It is time for sleep, so I'm gonna hit the stop button. I'm gonna edit some music into this. That'll be that. So until next time, I'm out. Have a good week.